the strap.
It's a girth, isn't it?
Is that your word for it? A girth?
I expect it is. Girth.
Okay. You never heard girt or anything like that? Or
no. Girth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a word if you got, say, two horses as a team? Do you have a word for the horse that's on the left? Would you have a word for that horse in that position? Rather, not the horse's name, but...
No, you wouldn't.
You never heard anything like near horse or anything?
Huh. No.
Okay. How would you describe the distance from here to the highway there, to highway 10?
The distance would be in the fraction of a mile.
Okay, is there a less formal way of saying that? It's just a...
Well, you could express it in estimated rods or feet.
Well, if you wanted just to give an idea that it wasn't very far, you'd just say it's a little...
Yeah. It's just a short distance.
Any other way you maybe say that? You can say a little ways or a little way or...
Yeah, it's just a little ways.
Okay. If it was the opposite of that, it's a...
It's a longer distance. It's a long distance.
Or using the same words except long.
A long ways.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Furrows, I think we got. What do you call it when you... prepare land that's got shrubs and trees and things like that for planting. What do you call that? What do you
grub it out.
Okay, is that what you'd say?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call land that's been grubbed out?
Farmland. It's ready for cultivation.
Okay, but you have any term that would differentiate that from...
You'd say cleared land.
Is that what you say?
Cleared yes. Land?
Okay. Okay. You're raising... clover or grass or something is hay, and you've already harvested it once. What do you call the second time you harvest it?
The second cutting.
Okay. When you take wheat, I don't know what they do with it now, probably is combine it. In the old days, how did they gather the wheat?
They gathered it by cutting it with a binder, and that tied it in bundles. And then some workers would come along and set those bundles up in the form of shocks.
Okay. How many bundles were in a shock usually?
Usually there'd be, sometimes there'd be by twos, there'd be six of them by twos, two, two, and two. And then there'd be one or two on each side, and then a cap.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there'd be two on each side, that would be 10, and maybe they'd put one cap on, or two caps. And then if they'd put one cap on, there'd be 11 bundles, and if they'd put the second cap on, it'd be 10 or 12 bundles to the shock. So all the way from 9 to 12 bundles to a shock, depending upon the shocker.
Okay. What do you do to harvest oats? And what did you do in the old days to harvest oats?
That would be the same process. Uh-huh. Cut it with a binder and shock it up. And then when the thrashing rig could come around with 24 to 30 men for the whole operation, why, they'd haul the bundles. The man would pitch the bundles onto the wagon, and the bundle hauler would lay them to suit himself. And when he would be loaded, he'd make a trip to the machine and pitch them in.
So, in one sentence, you could say that oats are, or that oats...
Oats were thrashed.
Okay.
The same as wheat and rye.
Okay. The, some different kinds of bread. I just have to sort of watch this when it doesn't, it's about to run down. What are some different kinds of homemade bread that you know about?
Well... plain wheat bread.
It was wheat bread, what kind of flour is it made with?
It was made from just wheat, with white wheat bread without the wheat hulls.
Mm-hmm.
Just
So it was it flower. Bleach flower or?
Yes, it's flour.
If you made it with unbleached flour, it'd be what?
Whole wheat bread.
Okay.
Not necessarily.
What else could it be?
Whole wheat bread would have the bran, the hull, and everything in. You can have.
Well, that's what I was referring to. Whole wheat.
Well, you can have white flour that's bleached or unbleached, but it's just. It's not the same as whole wheat.
Okay. How about, would you have any term for bread that's, it's the opposite of home-baked bread? In other words, you pay whatever
bakery
it is.
Bakery bread.
Bakery bread, is that what
mm-hmm.
you'd say? How about bread that's made with cornmeal?
What's cornbread?
Okay. Is that any particular type or the different shapes or sizes or anything or that or?
You mean the loaf?
Mm-hmm.
Cornbread?
Yeah.